You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We're back for another hour. We got Oompa coming on in a little bit, but first, we've been gone for 2 weeks, so I gotta let y'all know what's been going on. I've been running around the country, catching plugs, making plays, etc., etc. But if you've been missing us, we're on iTunes now, LFOD Radio. Just type LFOD in. You can get it on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, whatever you listen to podcasts on. You can still go to LFODradio.com. You can still go to SoundCloud.com/LFOD. And you can still find us everywhere else at LFOD Radio, except for the Twitter, which is Live Free OD Radio. And someday, that will fall in line as well. But yeah, we're out here. We got all the past podcasts up there, including the most recent with Cliff Notes, which if you haven't heard, you're going to want to listen to after this, because he and Oompa are part of the Hipstery team, and they are a thorough squad out here in Boston. And actually nationwide now, I believe. So making moves all over. But we're going to get into some music. And I think we're going to kick things off with the new Static Selecta, But You Don't Hear Me Though, featuring The Lox and M'Tume. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. We'll be back after this.
Never told.
Hey, man, the language, bro.
Motherfuckers, this ain't back in the day.
Static, what up? LOX in his joint.
This ain't back in the day.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers, this ain't back in the day. This ain't back in the day. Back in the day.
But you don't hear me, though.
On my hip, blue whip, navy paper plane. No, I ain't a crib. We used to have a hallway fogged up, smoking reefer. Yeah, I went to school, but KRS was the teacher. In April, had to hustle hard to get fresh for Easter. Instead of celebrating Christ, I beat the deuce twice. And some little on the steps. I do reps with these new rappers. It's cool though. The UFC, I'm still judos. They hot right now. I'm like kudos, but f- that. Yo, I like that new money. Shit done changed on the block, so I don't reminisce, even though I love P-Rocks. I give you bars, no microwave rap. I could take it down south, but it's gonna be my version of trap. Don Don, the God, money is long. I can't judge an artist off one song, but you don't hear me though.
But you don't hear me though. But you don't hear me though.
But you don't.
But you don't hear me though.
Turn it up loud and they ain't listening good enough.
But you don't.
This ain't back in the days. If it was, then it would sound different and give you a pound different. I don't hate the trap, but give me that boom bap. Yeah, the 808, eating at the bistro, the 808. Told the owner sell veggies in the pal. Used to freestyle for Ock for a bottle of Blue Now. No MTA cards, hop in the turnstile to catch the train home. Got your ass whipped, you bought the pain home. The days when you knocked on the man's door, yelled to the window so he could come outside, drink a 40 light, then you're going knock your grams off. Had to have hands on your shit, was getting random. Grew out of no handers in the sand, yo. 45 in the Wolverine, that was 10, yo. Thank God for this rap shit. Clearly, though, back in the day, shit was real, but you don't hear me though.
But you don't hear me though. But you don't hear me though. But you don't hear me though.
But you don't.
But you don't.
Town tried to bomb me. I had the certified army. Before I knew it was foul, the harsh alarm me. If they caught you doing some bullshit, they tell your mommy. Win, lose, or draw, gotta go out if a try me. When Jenny hooked up with Lionel, I had the Sugar Hill vinyl. Before crack hit, it was just winos. Rides and looting, park jams with no shooting. Pops was hooping, heavy prostitution. Pirate radio was officially on deck. Staying up late night with the tissue and the cassette. Hip hop is everything I got. Around this time, I was hooked on the King of Rock. I just wanna rap, I'ma go give this thing a shot. Looking back, I'd have never thought that this thing a pop. Nah, right now I'm proud to be a part of the family. And you're standing there just looking at me, but you don't hear me.
But you don't hear me though.
What? What?
But you don't hear me though.
But you don't.
But you don't hear me though. But you don't hear me though.
Motherfuckers, this ain't back in the day.
Let me die today, yeah, yeah, yeah.
time is hard, I can't see past the clouds. Yeah, working long, the days are running. Oh, 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 yay. Leave the job with the rising sun, yeah. Lay in bed just to find out.
Starting back at step one.
Let me lead the world, let me die this way, yeah. With the rent up high and the bills to pay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Just to spite the shit out of salad made. Let me lead the world and let me die today, yeah, yeah, yeah. If I die today, remember me as nobody. Paying on a bill that'll keep on piling. Never let them take all they thought they could from me. If I die today, remember me as nobody. Paying on a bill that'll keep on piling. Never let them squeeze all they thought they could from me. Yeah. Time is hard, I can't see past the clouds. Yeah. Ooh. Working long, the days are running. Ow, 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 ow. Leave the job with the rising sun. Yeah, yeah. Lay in bed just to find out.
Starting back is that one.
Let me lead the world, let me die this way. Yeah. With the rent up high and the bills to pay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just to spite the shit out of salad made. Let me lead the world and let me die today. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Searching for the right way to put me in an estate out in Rye. With an ocean span beyond the eye, I can take that for my front yard, thank you kindly. Wouldn't really mind if I could figure out a way to keep the gold coming at an exponential rate. I'm a grown woman, into all the finer things money can't attain. But the dough is so low, I can't even dream. Rowing hard on the motherfucking slave ship, trying to cop a couple pennies on them paid shifts. Got the gubby in my check, trying to double dip. Sally blowing up my hip like I got a cheetah. I'm trying to cake. I know you trying to eat the cake, but I'm f***ing straight. I can't give you what you need. Why you calling me? Trying to beg away my minutes. Boo, them sh** ain't free. So check it. Listen carefully. Come a little closer. Let me iterate it. Keep it thorough when approached. So I ain't trying to duck the ringer, but I gotta keep you off the hook. Bad singer, sh** sing legit. You got me over here wishing for my own demise. Now tell me what you gonna do then with all them piles of loans. With my name all over them and I'm so gone. So gone, yeah. If you gon' pick a date to go and wipe me off the map, please pick a date soon, cause I'm on track. Marathon's almost done, victory's the lap. Let the struggle take a backseat, relax. Once again, put me in while the time is right. When I'm making ends, and I ain't got a slice. And I ain't chowing down, cause in a minute I'll be gaining all types of pounds. Yow! If you gon' pick a date to go and wipe me off the map, please pick a date soon, cause I'm on track. Marathon's almost done, victory's the lap. Let the struggle take a backseat, relax. Once again, put me in while the time is right. When I'm making ends, and I ain't got a slice. And I ain't chowing down, cause in a minute I'll be...
Yeah. Yeah, my name is Puffy. Shout out to my brother who be holding it down. But one time for the set though, let's go. I've been knowing you since we was by the decimal. Wearing dead man's clothes cause it's cold at night. Looking to the curb for the poltergeist. Took a picture of my life and I hope it's right. But it's covered by the white like an overbite. My cousin ain't dark but he on the night like.
Hands on his head, yeah, he a victim now. Clock starts ticking so you know you're gonna miss him now.
Bridgewater probably still holding it down. I mean, he the reason why I got a hold of the sound. He the one who dream of us holding the crown. Cause I've been in this pain
since 92.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Rents past due,
we gon' figure it out.
Feeling depressed,
we gon' figure it out.
Conscious die,
we gon' figure it out.
Feeling no stress,
we gon' figure it out.
Been in this pain
since 92.
Look
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Been in this pain
since 92.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Good thing I don't look like what I've been through. And my mama jeans stronger than the mental. Now I ain't saying I'm exempt from depression and contempt. I'm just saying all that shit been through. Should've put me out the game a long time ago. Coach told me fourth quarter where you find the goat. And everybody got it, but not everybody got it. And you better off if you find a team to run a rock with. It's real easy catch a head case, especially in this world. Look like blackness, like this dead space. And they always trying to fill it with shit with violence. It's all about perspective. Can't we say the same about silence? Always trying to fill it with our little bitty cells. Like we bigger than this world, like we ain't a bunch of cells. Just hit it, fit the mold, man, I'm done with metaphors. What I mean to say, it's always gonna end up better for you. Trust the process. They call me orphan and dolphin chasing, predator and impatient, insane and some more shit. I made them call me home. They can name me what they want, but what I call me is more important. They think I'm the king if I say so. They think I'm a queen if I say so. A bitch when I wanna be in any weapon formed against the G. Better pray to everything I make that it even makes it in front of me. I'm
been in this pain. Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Rents past due,
we gon' figure it out.
Feeling depressed,
we gon' figure it out.
Passions die,
we gon' figure it out.
Feeling no stress,
we gon' figure it out.
Been in this pain
since 92.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Been in this pain
since 92.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Today is a promise. Don't you hear the whispers escaping the lips of a sunset? Today is future, cascading in illumination. Today is not yesterday. The imperfect novel, post-scripted and read daily. The book we can't seem to remove our noses from. Today is not tomorrow, foretelling and misleading. Today is a gift, wrapped in 24 chances, 60 opportunities. This is our moment. You don't have to choose to look at it so deeply, but today can be your last chance to gaze at it so beautifully. After failing to uncover inspiration for the 52nd time in 1 hour, you begin to question your worth, confront theological comparisons, and remind yourself you are not Mozart, not a hint of Rembrandt is in your blood. You are the predecessor of your past, a story untold to millions of eyes and ears. And we can recap the souls of every genius on Wikipedia, but your mind is a brand new episode in an ongoing television series. And we will only tune in if you are showing us something we've never seen before. When feeling like your mind is empty, remember your mind is not meant for equivalence, rather critique, ridicule, welcome derision. If your ideas and your mind are not offending someone, they are not innovative. We are here to challenge the consistent. The liberals are the seed of progress. Your mind is a sponge with brilliance matriculating and hiding in every pore. There is not 1 ounce of empty in your genius of a mind.
Been in this pain
since 92.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Rents past due,
we gon' figure it out.
Feeling depressed,
we gon' figure it out.
Conscience died,
we gon' figure it out.
Feeling no stress,
we gon' figure it out.
Been in this pain
since 92.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
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 Rents past due,
we gon' figure it out.
Feeling depressed,
we gon' figure it out.
Conscience died,
we gon' figure it out.
Feeling no stress,
we gon' figure it out.
Been in this pain
since 92.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Been in this pain
since 92.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
And we're back on Live Free or Die Radio. That was Cliff Notes with Savior featuring Oompa. If you didn't hear his interview, that is on LFODradio.com or on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. Before that, we had Rael with Searching. Shout out to Rael. I was staying with her all week out in New Mexico, catching the vibe. She's got a nice little thing out there, and when you guys hear this music, wow. And she was here last week too for Rex's party show at the Middle East, which ironically I was out of town for that and she was in town, but I heard it was dope. I heard everyone shut it down, so shout out to Rex, the whole ST. They'll actually be in here soon as well, I think next week. And we kicked things off with the brand new Static Selecta featuring The Lox and M2ME. But we got Oompa with us right now. What is going on?
What up, what up? How you doing?
I'm good.
Good, good. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming.
Oh, for sure.
It's dope. I feel like it's been a long time coming. So.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited, and congrats.
Thank you.
On the Boston Music Award.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Nomination.
Yeah, let's pray for that one. Well, let's vote for that one. Whichever one.
Vote.
Active, passive, however you feel.
Get out there and vote. Yeah, you're on our ballot, so I'm
thank
glad you.
You
got through. I'm glad you got through that. I never know what goes on behind those scenes, so.
Yeah, same.
Shout out to you, though.
So. Thank you. I'm going to leave some stickers for you, some I Voted stickers before I get out of here.
Oh, yeah? Do you have I Voted stickers?
Nah, but I'm thinking about getting some.
That'd be
now.
A dope campaign.
Hell yeah.
That'd be pretty dope.
Yeah.
You should do that.
That'd be dope, right? All right, I'm with it.
Yeah. You're going to win if you do that.
I bet, huh?
Yeah.
People get free stickers. People love stickers, candies, and babies. I mean.
Yeah.
I have all three of those. What's up?
Do you?
Yeah. I don't have children of my. I got nephews and nieces.
You're willing. You have babies on loan, though.
I have them on loan.
Okay.
Right? I can lease a baby for the day.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's an Uber, but for babies. There we go. We got it. You're actually, I was looking you up, Oompa.
Mm-hmm.
You were way more popping than I realized.
Oh, thanks.
It's kind of funny like how Boston is like that,
because
I'm seeing all these national awards and Women of the World Poetry Slam winner.
Yeah.
You're in the Huff Post.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I'm chilling, yeah. I don't know. The Whelps thing was like kind of just a last minute decision to submit a video to PSI, and I ended up winning. And then I didn't have enough poems, so I was just writing poems like a couple of weeks beforehand and trying to get it off the ground with some friends of mine. And then I flew out to Dallas. Now, this was the season of like the snowstorm, so
mm-hmm.
all cancellations are coming out of Boston. So I had to drive up from New Hampshire with my friends down to DC to take a new flight out of DC to Dallas to make it to this competition. And you know, we just kept advancing through prelims and then semis, and then got to, or however it goes, and then got to finals, and wrote a poem that morning because I didn't expect to make it to finals. And then I got to finals and I was like, all right, I'm just expecting to be in the first cut. Made it all the way through, and I ended up sharing the title with Ebony Stewart from Dallas. So it's the second year that like two women split the title. So really dope.
Congrats.
Thank you so much.
And I'm sure that whole journey played into it, you know.
Yeah, it made it more like, it made me hungrier.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's something you can feed off when
for
you,
sure. Right?
You wrote, so you don't. Do you not think you're that dope?
I think I'm dope, but that only goes so far as me. I just hope that other people feel me enough to think I'm dope.
Okay.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
It seems like they're coming around.
I think so. I think people like me a little bit.
Yeah, it's going to feel good.
Yeah, it does. It feels great because I just spend a lot of time doubting myself. So it's nice to see the good energy I put in come back to me, as well as the bad, you know, the self-doubt.
It all does come back.
It does.
That's what's up. And you got, we're coming up on a year. November 3rd.
Yeah.
That was your debut?
Yeah, it was the first album ever, first piece of music on.
You never put out a demo or anything before that?
Nothing.
Come on.
That was the first thing ever. I had like voice memos before that, like songs with voice memos before that. And then I was like trying to play around with like GarageBand.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my forte. I'm not an audio engineer. I don't know anything about that. I let the cats that do that stay with that. I want to learn, you know, whatever. But I met Hipster. So I know Tim Hall. I met Tim Hall, and I've known him in the poetry community. And he heard my music just at open mics, just
mm-hmm.
doing it at open mics, introduced me to Cliff. And Cliff came to see me, and we met up. Then he invited me to come do a Hipstery house party, which is like the underground Hipstery parties. And just like, we loved each other, and you know, he put me on to record the first album. So we started in September, which is a weird, like fall is a really weird, you know, season for me.
It's a transition for sure.
It's something. It tries to get me. I'm, you know, I stay fighting it, but the most creative stuff happens at this time.
Yeah.
So we sat down and like the end of August had a plan, and in 2 months had the whole November 3rd, which is really exciting.
So you recorded it. Wait, so you started it at the end of August and you dropped it?
In November.
November 3rd?
Yeah.
Your first project, you just banged out.
First, just knocked it out. I had like two or three songs beforehand, not to any like beats or anything like that, just had them thought out. And I kept performing them around and like trying to, you know, change them. But banged out all 11 tracks in 2 months.
But you had been doing poetry before that for a while?
I've been like writing poetry and going to like open mics here or there, but I didn't start slamming until 2016.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, like, usually with a first project, like, the bars might be there, the writing, you might hear pieces of it, but it usually takes some time to get that delivery. Like, there's a huge difference between being a recording artist and a performing artist.
Yeah.
But your delivery, the sound, it sounds like you've been in the booth for quite a while before.
Wow.
Like, it sounds put together, you
Thank
know?
You.
You know how it is. You hear a mixtape and you're like, all right, they didn't really figure out how to record right until a couple in. But like, I mean, you'll probably still feel that way. I mean, your new verses are getting better and better.
Yeah,
so.
For sure.
But it sounds real tight. I was just listening to it on the way over.
Thank
a year later, still works.
Still, it's still doing the job. I'm tired of performing it, but so I need some new music. But it does the trick. And I don't know. I'm an extrovert, and when you see me, you think I'm a people person, and then when I'm in the house, you're like, this is actually where home is. And I spend a lot of time in my showers, and in my mirror, just trying to get it right, like listening to how my voice sounds. I record everything. Like, I record on voice memos. I sit at a photo booth, and I, like, watch me perform my stuff before I ever, like, got on the stage. And I'm like, if I ever get in somebody's studio as a broke artist, I'm not trying to put up money and not have something to record.
Mm-hmm.
So I spend a lot of time beforehand just trying to get it right. And not to say I still don't have it right, but, you know, to get somewhere. And then once I got in the booth, it was like a few adjustments. Put the mic here, you know, close the door, block this out. And after that, it was just a constant state of growth and trying to figure out what works for me.
Nice. Preparation is crucial.
Yeah, I agree.
So many people are like, I'll just wing it.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, do that.
I'm detail oriented. It's all in that. Like, what's going to happen? Where's it going to be? How is it going to go?
And yeah.
Goes so much smoother.
It's true. What's your sign? You said prep is key.
I'm a Leo.
Oh, you're a Leo.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I rock
what does that
Leos.
Mean?
I love Leos, yo. I love y'all. Quiet lions.
Yeah. I don't think they all prepare like me.
Maybe not. Yeah, there's like two tiers of Leos that I met. There's like my ex-boss and there's Cliff Notes.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
I'm getting more into, a few people in my life are dragging me more into that realm. I don't usually pay attention to it, but I do know my chart or whatever is a mess. It's just straight Leos and Capricorns and Sagittarius and Cancer. It's just fire and earth.
It's a lot of my way.
There's no fluidity.
I ain't mad at that.
But it is what it is. Hey,
for sure.
It's not about me. It's about you. And the record sounds great.
Thank you.
Even if you're getting tired of it, it's a blessing to be able to keep performing songs.
Mm-hmm.
People still want to hear them.
Yeah.
You know, if you can, you know, that's why when bands, when they, we played that song, you know, for 20 years now, it's like, that's a gift. Like,
you're right.
That people still want to hear your song 20 years later. Like, you better get out there and perform
it.
I hope so. Well, we got a few off it. I want to play one. What's your favorite? Do you know what I have for Cleans?
You probably have Take Me Back.
I was going to play that one.
Yeah, I like that beat. I think you'll like that beat.
Yeah, I like that joint. And it eases into it. The other ones get a little real. This one's like, you know, we'll give them a little taste.
Just
and
a little.
Pull them in.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. And in case people want to look you up, it's Oomph Out Loud everywhere, right?
That's right. Oomph everywhere.
Out Loud. If you search Oompa, you are going to get a lot of Loompas.
It's true.
So we'll be back with Oompa after this. You tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. This is Take Me Back off November 3rd.
Bruh. My middle finger hollering up the J. I
I kiss the picture of my sister, watch my future wash away, then watch my sorrows fade to gray. Maybe it's worth it. Feeling Tim Burton with this bourbon, kinda sleepy, kinda hollow. I tried today, I'm hurting, so let's try again tomorrow. We could take another crack at it. I'm just trying to take my time. Life's a game of backgammon, it's just a roll of dice. I hope my number's high, I hope it's prime. The only thing that can divide us is itself, and not today. I'm worried about you, I so.
When I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I
yo,
was a kid.
Yo, you can take me back.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid.
Living
anymore.
Living is hard, yo. Put that on my mind, yo. You can take me back.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid
I swear
anymore,
to God,
but some days
man.
I sit and wish
God,
I was
yo.
A kid again.
Just take me back.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid
it
anymore.
Take me back.
I'm not a kid anymore.
Take me back to yesterday. Trying not to focus on the negativity. Ain't had a job in months or ever source. They steady billing me. My kids are gonna be Sally Mae's kids, bitches till infinity. New age ganja got me think these Nazis plotting killing me. Friends ain't feeling me. They say you moving funny, oh. I say I don't, you say I do. To tell the truth, it ain't intentionally. This life just got me sick, yo. I'm trying to find a pot to piss on. I traded all like Pokemon cards for wall phones and pinfos. Nintendo and Tommy Pickles, cousin Skeeter, Penny Winslow's. Me and Nikki smoking endo, sitting in the window. I don't smoke no more, cause anxiousness be taking over me. Take me through before depression had me by the ovaries. Before it started crushing on me, like I'm Mr. Ogilvy. Seeing Missy E and Andre 3 up on the TV screen. Ain't get too many mentors. If they see me today, wasting like my potential, Lord, I wonder what they you say. You can take me back.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was
yo,
a kid
you can
again.
Take me back.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid
living
anymore.
Living this hard,
I'm not a kid
put that
anymore.
On my mind,
I'm
yo.
Not a kid
you can take me back.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was
yo.
A kid again.
Take me back.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid
they
anymore.
Take me back.
I'm not a kid anymore.
Take me back to yesterday, please.
Back days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was
yo,
a kid
you can
again.
Take me back.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid
living
anymore.
This hard,
I'm not a kid
put
anymore.
That on my mind, yo. You can take me back.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish
God,
I was
yo.
A kid again.
Take me back.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid
they
anymore.
Take me back.
I'm not a kid anymore.
Take me back to yesterday, please.
We are back with Oompa.
What's up?
What's up? Take me back. I like that record.
Thank you.
I like that one a lot.
90s kid stuff.
90s kid.
Yeah.
What is a 90s kid? Like, what do you mean when you say that? Do you mean you were born in the 90s or you grew up in the 90s?
I was born in the 90s,
okay.
But I grew up in the 90s as well.
Both.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I had early childhood education, meaning I grew up in Roxbury. And being 10 in that time, it's
yeah.
a lot of time. Like, it's a lot of time. It's a lot of growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Roxbury. We rock with a lot of people from Roxbury.
All day, every day.
Yeah.
Shout out to Grime Gert one time.
Yeah, that dude's dope. We tried to get at him at one point, but I don't think he has any clean records or any interest in having clean records
yeah,
or anything
nah.
like that.
He just does him.
It seems like he's been chilling. He had that mixtape a little while back, but I haven't heard anything since that. But
same, yeah. I think he's working on some stuff from what I saw, at least.
He can rap. I want my Roxbury State of Mind shirt,
oh,
too.
You got to get one. I got a couple at the house. I'll get you one.
Word, let's do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, then. See, shout out to Barry.
Yeah, right.
Shout out Dorchester, too.
Yeah.
Nah.
I'm kidding. I love Dorchester.
Oh, man. So, very similar, but very different.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
So, you grew up in the Barry.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, or did you bounce around?
Most of the time. So, I lived in different neighborhoods in Roxbury, and I lived in Dorchester for a small stint.
Mm-hmm.
And then I lived in Roxbury again when I went off to college. And then when I came back from college, I lived nowhere, and now I live in Cambridge. So
okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, fancy now.
Yeah, I hate it.
You hate it?
I'm grateful, but I hate
it.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
The Bridge has some spitters, though.
Yeah, that's true. That much is true.
Spitters and ballers. They can play ball out there, too.
They're not better than Roxbury.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
No. Probably not. I don't know enough to say that, but I know they can rap too.
Yeah.
A lot of young kids out there rap.
For sure.
So, but hey, by the way, we got to tell the listeners, if you're tuned in at Live Free OD Radio, if you got questions for Oomp,
yeah.
Is it cool if I call you Oomp?
Yeah, that's good. That means we're cool.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, then. Y'all have to call her Oompa, though.
Yeah.
Or at Oomp out loud.
Word.
So, all right. So, grew up in the Barry.
Uh-huh.
Moved to the Bridge.
Uh-huh.
Making records.
Yeah.
What are you doing now? Because like we said, this is a year old. You're winning a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, what's the future hold?
if you could guess. Fight depression.
Yeah, okay.
but that aside, I don't know. I just feel a lot of pressure to pay attention to the business side of things right now.
Hmm.
And that's a beautiful thing because it's putting me in like nice positions, but it's also stifling because it takes away less of my focus and capacity for creating. And then at the same time, I'm like, okay, I really like appreciate November 3rd. I know where I want to go, but the pressure of making something new and better is so heavy that sometimes I even stop myself before I start, you know? So right now I'm taking interest in starting a new project with, I met this producer at the Stu Beat Showcase.
Shout out to Stu.
You know this, stay true. And we connected and, you know, we just like-minded are going to start to work on a new project together.
Trying to drop his name?
Bass.
Okay.
Yeah, he's dope. He's dope. He's a real dope cat, young cat. Yeah, so we're going to, you know, do some teaming up and try to come back with something in the next year. In the meantime, I don't know, Olivia Gatwood, actually, one of my good friends, is trying to convince me to write, like, a chapbook. So of poetry, so I might be putting my ears back to poetry for a little bit. I don't know. I just don't know.
Can we get a video or something on November 3rd? Can we get something?
Yeah. Oh, so sorry. Yeah. So then I'm also working with this cat, Damian Mejia, who I met over at Zoomix, like dope young cat. We got a couple things we're working on with some visuals.
You need like that has to be your date. You gotta own that date every single year now.
Yeah, November 3rd.
Yeah.
Yeah, bet that. That's for my mom's all day. Yeah.
Is that what I was gonna ask if that was the significance there?
Yeah, I lost my mom on November 3rd in 2009.
Okay.
And I named the project to sort of reclaim that time and that date. And to choose to not make that let that grief dictate my life, but instead live the life that, you know, she would have wanted me to live.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, I saw her on the cover there and a lot of the album deals with that.
Yeah.
In a lot of different ways and I can't imagine what that's like. Yeah. I mean, I can, but like you said on the record, don't tell me you understand it.
Yeah. Dear mama, that's it. Yeah. Straight up. I mean, it's probably one of the hardest things I've ever faced in my life, for sure.
We made it through.
I made it. I'm making it. It's every day making it.
And you're helping others get through it too, probably.
I hope
so. With the records, so.
I hope so.
If you're listening, definitely check out Dear Mama. Check out the whole project, November 3rd. Dear Mama, that's the jam. So,
yeah.
What is the significance with the orphanage?
The orphan kids?
Yeah, you speak a lot about orphans and things like that.
Yeah, just the idea of motherless kids, you know, fatherless kids.
So you kind of, this inspired you to look at their lives differently? And
yeah, to look at like how we live, like how, like I think about, you know, when I was experiencing that, there weren't too many songs or artists that I could go to with music. And find a way to like push through that and to like hear myself and see myself in that. And so I think instead of being a passive representation of kids, you know, without parents and foster care kids, you know, I'm both of those things, you know? So I wanted to like make sure that I was active about representing those kids, those people who, you know, are without families or don't know blood family or, you know, feel estranged or, you know, don't have parents that are living anymore. So, yeah. So I wanted to call that out actively in Dear Mama.
It's a great record.
Thank you.
It kicks things off. It's like the first one on the album, too.
Second song. After Catch
22.
Yeah.
Kicks things off nicely. And, that's a great way to take the date back, too. It's smart. And
thank you.
Looking forward to see what happens with it.
Thank you. I got a surprise on the anniversary. I did. So one of my favorite elements is performing live with a band.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called up a dope group of musicians, Megazoid, and we got together in the studio and did a live version of the album. So we're just like finishing that up right now with some vocals and some mixing and mastering. I'm gonna drop that on the anniversary.
Well, it's not a surprise anymore.
I guess it's not. I guess I was thinking about, should it be a surprise?
It's out.
And I'm like, it ain't no surprise.
So live, the whole album live?
Yeah. Well, so most of the tracks live. I didn't do, there's some that I just didn't put the energy to like recreate. I think they're fine where they live.
Yeah.
But then there were some ones that like were really staple. And then the single got that I did with Cliff recently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one is on there too.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Mark your calendar, November 3rd.
There it is.
11/3/17. Let's get it. Yeah, I heard you on the other thing you said earlier about the business and the art. That left brain, right brain switch is, it'll wear you out.
Seriously.
Your brain is not supposed to go in that many different questions at once.
No.
But it's good. Like, it's good to have, it's so important to have that in line as much as it stifles creativity.
Yeah.
Sometimes, because so many people are so creative and then their stuff is never heard.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a tricky balance.
It is. And I enjoy it. I enjoy it, honestly. It's tough, but I do. I do. I enjoy logic. Like, I enjoy just the logic of things, like trying to figure out what makes sense in terms of next steps and in terms of business and, like, opening opportunities. But I also enjoy making the product that I put in that position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the best way to do it is to do the art and then figure it all out after.
Absolutely.
That's how it used to be. The artist was responsible for creating the art and the label was responsible for figuring out how to sell it.
Yeah.
And when the artist is trying to think about how to sell it and how to do this and all that while they're creating it, it's never going to turn out right.
Nah.
So you just got to do it and then figure that out after.
Yeah.
So, actually, I'm going to plug myself real quick.
Please.
Well, I just did the Damaged Goods podcast with Jake the Snake while I was in LA and we talked about this for a while. So another good podcast. Do you know Jay the S?
No.
He's like a, I don't know how to describe him. He's like a Boston entertainment vet, I guess. He's been on the scene for quite a while. Different bands, different... he was MC when we started off, and then he's in L.A. now just doing podcasts. So there's a lot of Boston in L.A.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You go out there, and the people that leave here make moves.
They really do. I think I need to be next to something.
My cousin's a promoter out there, and he's like, I can't believe how many people from Boston I meet just doing, he does like EDM stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like, I meet so many people from Boston shaking it up out here.
I believe that.
And it's like, yep.
I believe
it's not
that.
Easy here. So if you can get an idea how to do it here, I think you can just wreck, you know, whatever.
I've been having a hard time with that too. Just like, I want, everybody I think wants to do it in their city and they just like, but I feel like, I don't know, man. And maybe Dart Adams will have something to say about this, but I
Dart will have something to say about whatever you ask
him. You're right. You're right. But I just, I feel like it's small, you know, it's clicky. And I appreciate that so many different clicks have like allowed me into that space, you know, but a lot of them don't at the same time. Not that they don't allow, but people don't like open their doors in the same way, you know? And I just feel like there's only but so far that you can go before you either run into an impenetrable click or before you've reached the apex, you know? So I'm just trying to figure out if it's vertical at all, you know, or if it's just the horizon's wide and we've been running the wrong direction the whole time, you know?
It's very wide. Well, that's the, I mean, real brief. The whole issue here really is there's no infrastructure. There's no, the industry doesn't exist here.
Yeah.
It's in LA, Nashville, New York.
Atlanta.
Atlanta, definitely Atlanta. And that's one thing we try to do here is create that platform because there's nothing to elevate. Like, there's, the levels aren't there. Like, you can't get to the next level. So like, that's why we try to just pull people together, create the platform, push stuff. But there really isn't. It's not like a New York where you can show up an artist and you can do Breakfast Club, then down like the hall and go do Hot 97 and then go do Ellen and, you know, do everything.
In one
like,
city.
There's not anything. So we're working on it, but you really have to. There's just no, it's, there's no system in place. So and a lot of people either leave before, you know, they could be, you know, before they can break through, or a lot of people go through so much that I feel like they get defensive and they want to hold on to what they have. And because there's nothing so many artists have to do, it's so DIY, they have to do so many pieces and that they don't really ever get to be full-time artists like we were saying. And then also, and shout out to everyone who doesn't think like this, but so many people, since it hasn't been done yet, they say, oh, well, they haven't done it yet, I'll do it. And they want to do it themselves rather than hitting up somebody who's working at it and being like, let me join your team, I got these ideas, let's do that. And I can't tell you how many podcasts I've seen started in the last like couple months.
I imagine.
Or how many, like, whatever it is, how many blogs. Like, why are you starting a new blog in Boston?
Yeah.
Why don't you go talk to Killer Boombox? Why don't you go see what's up, you know? at one of the others. So
yeah, for
I don't
sure.
know. I can go on that rant forever, but this is your interview. So.
Yeah, no, this is fun. It's dialogue, man.
We're gonna play a record though. Now we're gonna play some real stuff.
Okay.
What are we gonna play? Oh man, I kind of want to do this X Factor.
Oh, some relationship stuff.
Or do you want your girl?
It's up to you. You know, surprise me. Surprise me.
Well, I'm just gonna play Deserve That then.
Oh, that my favorite kind of surprise.
All right then.
Let's get it.
We'll be back with Oompa after this. You're tuning to Live Free or Die Radio.
Thick waist with a smile up on my face. Tell them I deserve that. The house on the hill, savings run up over mil. Tell them I deserve that. I see my name up in lights, run around like Tyson. And I bite like them when they earn that. This is black girl joy. When they tell you you ain't worth it, cause they don't know how to hurt you, you deserve that, baby. This for the black girls and the brown ones. For the never like the class girls and the ratchets. To the hustlers and the hoes, busting tables, CEOs. To the trans women, pan women, gender not conforming. To the women who persisted shopping in the men department. When the world is just the normal, tell the world you know you poppin'. Hey, now get your racks like Serena. Or get high like Rihanna. Bring your house like Queen Latifah. Ain't got a thing like a shout out to Tiana though. And you not gotta mention my Beyonce. Swear if I ever see her, no, it's not safe. You better watch it. If you petty and you know it, clap your hands. Clap. If you petty and you know it, clap your hands. Clap. If you petty and you know it, then you ain't afraid to show it. You don't need permission, girl. Go ahead and get it. Treat labels like caskets. If you press for it, then you can have it. You could ask about me. Guess you ain't know. How you ain't know by now? It's lights out. It's your magic. Hey.
Tired of pouring out questions over all these blessings. Now I take a shot so I can drown out all the stress. And I was pent up with aggression, turned into depression. Thank you and myself for soaking up these lessons. Tell my sister she a victim, not a victim. Same goes for my independent women. Trying to break about this whole cookie system. I know you gotta grind, you ain't even gotta listen. You deserve that. Screaming loud so they heard that. Used to drive rap for, wishing that I had more. Now when I'm on a hunt, I've been moving like a jaguar. Used to make home out of couches. Tell them all you deserve a few houses. Fuck the words that be coming out their mouth. You know they still insult in the drought. You drive, I strive, we can make it like a mission. What's a rap for? Ain't even really got a transmission. Good luck.
Tell them I deserve that. The house on the hill, savings run up over mil. Tell them I deserve that. I see my name up in lights, ran around like Tyson. And I bite like them when they earn that. This is black girl joy. When they tell you you ain't worth it, cause they don't know how to hurt you, you deserve that, babe. Tell them I deserve that. Tell them I deserve that.
You deserve that.
Tell them I deserve that.
What up, y'all? This is Oompa. I'm here at LFOD, Live Free or Die Radio. You already know.
Yes. And you deserve that. You deserve everything you're getting right now. So
thank you.
Congratulations.
I really appreciate it.
It's going to feel good. You know you earned it because you doubted yourself. You did all that and you know you earned it. You didn't expect any of it. So
no.
Congrats.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We got some questions for you.
All right.
Shout out to everyone sending in questions.
Oh.
At LFOD Radio on Instagram or Facebook or at Live Free OD Radio on Twitter. So here we go.
All right.
Anonymous has asked, what is it like being an LGBT artist in New England?
Oh, yeah. I think what it's like being an LGBTQ person in this world is, I don't know, I had this conversation, this community conversation yesterday, and it just made me realize, like, what people like me are up against, like, what, you know, just for existing, just a bunch of people who you think have your, like, would have your best interest in mind, kind of don't really care to see you exist, and that really, that's harmful. But in terms of what it means for music, I think I'm gonna acknowledge masculinity and the privilege of being a masculine person first and say that, you know, people don't doubt me off of a lack of masculinity because I'm a masculine mm-hmm. person. So I want to acknowledge that privilege. And also just say that my experience as a queer person hasn't been what's muted me. It's my experience as a woman. Like, people are less inclined to listen to me because I'm a woman, you know, even if they know me, I have people who like retweet my stuff all day or share my stuff all day, but haven't listened to my album or been to a single show.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And I'm grateful for the shares even, because somebody will open it. But, you know, those are the people I want to be listening. And I think a lot of people write me off because I'm a woman first and queer second. Like queer, I don't even think comes into the element. But I think the reason why a lot of people don't pay attention to me is because I'm not here for the male gaze. You're not going to look at me and think I'm nobody's sex symbol. Like, that's not, my name is Oompa. Yeah. Like, yeah. It's all in the package. But I think that's the reason why a lot of people don't tune into me. It's because I'm a woman and then because I'm queer. And, you know, so I think that part is hard, just about who will pay attention to you for the wrong, like, people won't pay attention to me for the right or the wrong reasons. They have to, you know, whatever. Somebody has to tell them and they have to, you know, listen for themselves after somebody else advocates for me. Or, you know, they'll be at a show and I'm at a show with them and I go up and I'm performing and they tune in and they're like, oh, you're good, you're good. I wasn't expecting that. I'm like, thank you. Or you should be a ghostwriter is my favorite one. I've gotten that like 2 times already and I'm like, you can kick rocks, bro.
Yeah, yeah. It's my story.
Right? I'm out here.
That's wild. Yeah. That's crazy that the gender comes first.
Yeah, I think so. Because I think, like, it's people, like, it's, I think, you know, homophobia and transphobia, in my opinion, is a lot of it's rooted in sexism and the belief that, like, gender exists on a binary.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you already operate in those two places, like, you're going to see my womanhood first and then everything else second, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's real. Now,
excuse me.
God bless you.
I'm just coughing. I don't know what's going
on. Oh, well. Whatever you say to coffin, we should come up with something for that.
Yeah, excuse you.
Excuse you. Would you like a glass of water? We don't have any.
Nah, it's all good.
that's what. Now I'm like checking myself because I don't listen. I actually don't listen to a lot of women that rap. So yeah. It's just a traditionally male-dominated genre, I think. And if you are a woman, you're probably rapping about some BS a lot of the time, I think.
I think
not a lot. I let me back that up. Yeah. But if you're the lane for success,
yes
involves that.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's set up like the way that you can go, that is kind of like already been done, is mm-hmm. is one that caters to the men and the male dominance in the industry. And then you have people who, like, I've been seeing a lot of weird queer gender free feminine people pop up.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been doing their thing and just being weird and, you know, having a real narrative. And like this cast, like, you know, Billy Dean Thomas and Leek Meraki, on just from Boston alone, who are doing their thing. Shawnee B, you know, talking about real stuff. And, you know, we don't, like, there's no lane for multiple women. So often, like, some, like, it just seems that there's like one of us in representation and they're all out there doing their thing.
That's real. And I hate that. I really hate that, because it's like, like, why do you have to immediately, if you're a woman in Boston, like, why are they immediately going to compare you to Dutch?
Yeah.
And then, like, we had Rayelle earlier. Why are you going to get compared to her? And why can't, and what, there's Cassius, and there's you, like, and why do you have to compare all these, like.
Because dudes aren't getting compared.
No.
Nah.
No. Nah. Not for a second.
Nah.
You can have a Avenue and a Millie's, and then you can have all these people on the same wave, and that's fine. And then, you heard Dutch, though? I don't know if she's as good as Dutch.
Yeah, and that's all it is. It's like, and I'm like, Dutch is in her own lane. She got
she
her
is.
Own thing
shout
going.
Shout out to Dutch, yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Dutch. She got her own sound, her own vibe, and it's not the same as mine. And I still respect what she's doing. Rayelle, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
All the artists I just named already, same thing. Doing their thing. Vintage Lee. I don't sound nothing like Vintage Lee.
Right, there's another, yeah.
Shout out to Vintage Lee, you know? Like, but people always want to be like, and I'm like, right, you're comparing apples, oranges, bananas, plums, peaches.
Everything.
Right, like, that don't make sense. Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. So that's, I don't think that was the answer people were expecting, but that's real, like, how it
that's
is.
That's all it's, I got.
Maybe it's, I don't know if the problem is there's not a lot of women hip-hop fans. I feel like maybe there are on the low, but I know for me the reason probably sometimes was it's kind of like a narrative of what's in my head, and like sometimes I couldn't, if you're not saying stuff that I'm going through, I can't always, you know, if it's like aggressive sexual stuff or whatever, and you're talking from your point of view, and it's like, I don't know what that means, like, I've never felt that way, you know, like, but you talk about real stuff though, so.
Thank you.
And it doesn't really get stuck in a box like that. So,
yeah.
Do you feel like you get more support because of who you are? Like, on the flip side, do you think people who wouldn't support you do because of who you are?
That's an interesting question. I don't know. I feel like I don't know if people give me too much credit because of how I present. Like, I look like any other cat you're going to bring in from Roxbury, mm-hmm. right? Like, in a lot of ways. So I don't know if people automatically give me credit because of that, or if they take it away from me because they don't expect me to say something raw or real and, you know, with skill. I really don't know the answer to that. Mm-hmm. I think people might take different things from me and then offer me different things that maybe I don't deserve on either end.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah.
Stumped you.
Yeah, you did. Either way, you should listen to me.
Yeah, either way. You'll get that November 3rd. It's out now. It's everywhere.
It is.
And we got more coming on November 3rd. Do you have, if you could, mm-hmm. if you could sum up, you know, because you are all these different things rolled into one, all these different perspectives, even some mm-hmm. of the stuff we talked about off air, mm-hmm. which we don't have time to even touch on.
Right.
But, I mean, we'll have to have you back, talk about more.
Let's do
but,
that.
But if you could sum up what your message is in one sentence, uh-huh. two if you need them,
okay,
what would that be? What do you want people to take away from your music?
I want people to feel bold enough to be them. I want people to always remember humanity. That's it.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
I know it sounds cliche, but I really genuinely mean that. I kept it as vague as possible so that people can put into them into that whatever they
want. Nah, that's a genuine hope, though. Like, you know, that's takes a lot.
Yeah.
It takes a lot. So yeah. If you can give them that strength, that's quite a gift.
Yeah. That's my hope.
I love it. All right, Oompa.
Yo.
Thank you. If you guys want to connect with her, Oomp Out Loud everywhere.
Yeah.
And you can catch her. You got to go vote for that Boston Music Award.
Yeah. And cool. then show up on October 1st to that Somerville Hip Hop Festival, me and Marcella Cruz.
Oh, yeah?
Headlining, yeah.
Okay.
Shout out to Scat TV, Yvette Wilkes, yeah.
Okay. We'll be there.
For sure. Let's do it. Yeah. LFOD, what's up?
We'll be in the house. We're going to get out of here. We're going to do the X Factor. This one's off the November 3rd album. This has been LFOD Radio, Live Free or Die with Oompa. And once again, Oompa Out Loud. This will be up tomorrow, iTunes, Spotify, oh, podcast, wherever you get that stuff. Shout out to everyone for tuning in, sending us questions, getting answers, et cetera, et cetera. We'll be back next week, actually, with ST the Squad. So shout out to them. Live Free or Die.
Shot the brick, man, why'd I do that? I wasn't finished living, and I know you knew I knew that. Screaming, screw this, man, I'm through this. Why'd you do this? Cause I screwed that. Now you in the backfield blocking. You ain't no fullback, and I understand why you hate me. Well, now you're scared of dating, cause I made you stand for months. And what I've been avoiding facing, that thing that I've become is the monster I was afraid of. And I kept you in the dark, because that's what evil had made us. Intent was always good. I'm sure that there's word too. The way my trust was set up had to be somebody's fool. And I swore on what I love and never go through that again. So I leave before you make me in, at least make you my friend. When I got something good, I came up. Just sabotage and I pick out of your no flaws so that we can say I was wrong. You deserve the moon and stars. If she can't reach that, let it be. I mean this from the bottom, even if that she is me.
Put down your keys, don't want you to leave. No more tears on your sleeves. All that I know, how love picks up and goes.
second thought. Here goes some moon and stars that I caught. I tried to get a bit of sun and realize that it's too hot, so I'll commit to doing everything I think could be worthwhile. You're as close as me.